Jerry Bader Show, 9:51. Just talking about the Middleton school teacher. Still a stunning story to me. We received some, I won't use their full name, but it says they are a former school principal in central Wisconsin. As a former school principal, I know that this type of behavior, watching porn, that sort of thing, is more common than we want to believe. There are so many liberal, deviant people that when moral people stand up, they are the minority and persecuted. Where are the leaders? Nobody wants to stand up and be the target. A symptom of where our society is going. How far? Well, someone did stand up. And remember, the school district did the right thing. I'm going to emphasize that one more time. This shows why Act 10 was so important. You can now fire people like this who don't belong around young children. This guy doesn't belong around young children. And maybe some of the other teachers with whom he shared it don't either. But what does Dan Bice do? Well, one of the people who complained works for Scott Walker. She's a parent there. She has the governor's ear, and so she's then not supposed to be a parent. That's just utter nonsense. Speaking of doing or not doing the right thing, the governor of Georgia and the mayor of Atlanta are being crucified right now. Mostly the mayor of Atlanta for not shutting down the city in advance of an ice storm that has the gridlock has become a cliche word. Atlanta is a parking lot. I mean, all of Atlanta is a parking lot. That is not an overstatement, and it has been for going on 2 days now. This thing hit in the middle of the workday. Students stranded at schools all over the city. People have walked away from their vehicles. Roads weren't treated. They don't know how to drive in this stuff. Two, they probably don't have adequate tires to drive in this stuff. Three, the roads weren't treated. Four, they didn't tell people to stay home that day. I mean, there are roads snarled all over Atlanta where people have abandoned their vehicles. In many cases, the roads still aren't such that you can drive on them. So both Mayor Reed and the governor are being just blistered. Well, why didn't you guys see this coming? The mayor's argument is this. If I had shut down Atlanta, if I had said nobody drive, no, and then it didn't happen, I would be taking as much heat as I am right now. It's true. The other day when it was really cold, the Milwaukee County executive shut down the Milwaukee County Courthouse, and it was about the only courthouse in southeastern Wisconsin shut down. It was the only government building in that part of the state shut down. He was blistered for it. Well, that one's pretty egregious when you're the only one who makes the call. I don't know. My honest answer is I don't know. When I look at what Atlanta is right now, it's easy to crucify the guy. Oh, what the hell were you thinking? Why didn't the governor just close everything down? Why? Because he's not God, and he doesn't know exactly how the weather is going to fall. This is where I do tend to give school and other government officials some slack. Now, Chris Abele in Milwaukee County, he looked like an idiot because he was the only one. And there really wasn't a justification, and that really does screw with people's lives. People have been waiting for court appearances on civil matters for a long time. They have to be rescheduled now, and it could be additional months down the road. You better be damn sure before you close a courthouse. And given the fact that was a mistake, and that one he can be criticized for. But I said the same thing where a lot of schools on Monday morning were trying to decide whether to close due to the cold. Many of them already have a day to make up, and they knew they were going to be closed on Tuesday. Some parents were very upset that schools weren't closed on Monday. There are some parents who don't think you should close for the cold. I think you're crazy. Kids wait for the bus, they walk to school, whatever. You got 30 below, 35 below wind chills. It's a danger. It's a severe danger. Monday was marginal. I agreed with the most school districts that stayed open. They're trying not to have any more makeup days than they have to. And They knew they were getting another one the next day. Atlanta is your worst nightmare. I mean, it's on Fox News right now. Is that a live shot, I wonder? It's still just starting where you're getting some movement. You've been in Atlanta, right, Jason? I've driven in Atlanta. It's on when were we there? We were there in February, but the roads were there was no inclement weather. It was cool. It was in the 40s and 50s, or 40s. It was cool. They have horrible traffic. I wouldn't say they have Boston traffic, but I've seen Boston traffic as well. I have not driven in it. We were staying at friends in suburban Alpharetta, which is north of Atlanta. It's in Newt Gingrich's old district, Tom Price's current district. From Hartsfield, afternoon drive, Hartsfield to the north suburbs, about an hour and a half. It's brutal. I mean, it's really, really thick. It's, and you go through downtown Atlanta. It's stop and go, stop and go, stop and go. I cannot even imagine what it's like now. I'm not trying to let the governor and mayor off the hook. I'm saying I don't know. The mayor's right. I mean, if this had just turned out to be rain, and he would be facing all the scorn and ridicule. However, here's the other thing to consider. So you take some ridicule, but is that going to be as bad as this? I suppose you probably should err to the side of caution. You shut everything down and people are mad because you inconvenience them for a day, but you don't shut it down and you do this. I still contend, though, that local and state officials in these situations are damned if they do and damned if they don't. All right, coming up in the next hour, we will start the next hour with this. We won't start the next hour with this. Dan Henninger has an absolutely spectacular piece in the Wall Street Journal. We haven't used him in a while. We will, about the State of the Union. We will start the 10 o'clock hour with this. We've talked about drones in the past for hunting. Did you know you can get a drone with a camera for like $35? Did you know that? One that you could fly over someone's backyard? Yeah. How much should the state crack down on these? What right to privacy do you have? We're going to get into this. Or what expectation, I should say, of privacy. We'll do that at 10:06. It's 9:58.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.